Northern Colorado is one of the state's fastest growing regions, but where does it start and end? KUNC recently asked a few people to come into the office and draw where exactly they think Northern Colorado is, and the results were mixed. Here to tell us more is KUNC's Matt Bloom. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Henry.
So what gave you the idea for this project?
Well, I've been reporting and living in Colorado for 2 years now, and I've noticed that in my conversations with a lot of people, a lot of sources, that we refer to Northern Colorado all the time for where we live, where things happen. And I had this realization that I didn't really understand what people were talking about, what this region actually was. So I asked around, and there was actually a lot of disagreement between business owners, residents, public officials. So I put on my reporter cap and decided to find an answer.
And part of that answer involves video. Tell us more about that. Who came in and who drew a map of Northern Colorado for us?
We had six residents come to KUNC, all different ages, backgrounds, from five different communities. And we had them sit at a table and draw Northern Colorado on a map. We had a couple 10-year-olds named Blake and Ava come in.
A little anxious.
I'm excited.
They both had really broad definitions of what the region was. We also had a Loveland City Councilwoman, Kathy Wright, who had a really focused, tight definition.
They're projecting that NoCo is going to grow double in population, so that makes you look at it.
It was really fun, I have to say, to hear all these different perspectives.
Was there agreement about what places are definitely a part of Northern Colorado?
Yeah, there was some. Everybody at least included Fort Collins, Loveland, and Greeley. But that's pretty much where the agreement ended.
Tell us where the disagreement came in.
I'd say the most polarizing part for people was whether Boulder and some of the communities around Boulder, like Longmont, were part of Northern Colorado or not. And the second place where people had the most confusion, I guess, was how far south does Northern Colorado go? There's a lot of gray area.
And you invited in the state demographer. What did she have to say?
Yes, we needed an expert to be our judge of this. Elizabeth Gardner had a very concrete, data-driven definition of Northern Colorado.
Counties have the best level of data. And so that's how we have always worked with what we call Region 2, Northern Colorado, is Larimer and Weld.
You might never hear somebody refer to us as Region 2. I mean, I would never say I live in Region 2 of Colorado, but that's how the state defines us.
Why does it matter where Northern Colorado really is?
We need some of these boundaries to project population growth. That's what Elizabeth says. There's about 600,000 new people expected to move to Colorado by 2050. That's a bunch of people. And having that information helps inform some of the decisions made in local governments, like transportation planning, you know, school planning, all that sorts of stuff. You need to have a sense of where the region is headed, but also just knowing what other people might be referring to when they say Northern Colorado is really helpful in the conversations we have every day at school, at work, or at home.
Did anyone get the map of Northern Colorado right?
There was one favorite that Elizabeth had, but I'm not going to spoil it. So you're going to have to go to our website and watch the video to find out.
All right. Matt Bloom is a reporter for KUNC. His video project, Drawing NoCo, is available on our website, like Matt said, KUNC.org. Thanks for coming in, Matt.
Always a pleasure.